Let's Talk. Today we're going to be in James 3. And as we've said before, James is very to the point. And I hope that you hold on to these verses. And as I study this, and as every time I read James, I am convicted. I am bruised when I'm done, because there's so much that he brings to light that a lot of us will not say to each other. And James is clearly saying this to us and trying to help us listen to the Holy Spirit and do the correction. So let's just follow along as I read in James 3, and there will be times when I will stop and we'll talk about what it says. James 3, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits in the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. That's amazing to me that we can put as big as a horse is, as many pounds as it weighs, we can put something in their mouths and a strap around their head that maybe weighs a few ounces. But once that's done, we can lead them in the direction we want them to go. And this is just an example here of how our bodies can be guided, our minds can be guided by God if we just allow Him to lead us. And here's another great, great example. It says, look at the ships also. Now, if you've ever been on a cruise ship or a big boat, you know how big and massive those things are and how heavy they are. And it says here, look at the ships also, though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they can be pushed across the water with the wind. But there is one small little part of that ship that can change the route of that ship just because of the way it works in the water. It's under the water. It moves in different directions, and that's called the rudder. And it says that these ships are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, but it boasts of great things. So let's stop for a second. Think about that big ship. Let's put ourselves as the ship. And wherever that rudder turns, which in a minute we're going to find out that this rudder in us is our tongue. But wherever the pilot directs that rudder to go, that's the way he wants the ship to go. Well, God uses that also in this scripture to help us know that we need to let him be the director of our ship. We need to let him have control of our rudder, which is our tongue. Here's another great example of the tongue. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. Now, as big as our bodies are, that very small thing in our mouth, our tongue, can start such a big fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. Now, that's, when we think of world, we think huge. Okay, so this, it's talking about our tongue here, can be a huge thing. But if you think about driving down the road and maybe someone in the car in front of you flips a cigarette out the window to get rid of it. Well, that cigarette is not actually ablaze. It is just a smoldering fire. But it, once it gets into that dry grass on the side of the road, then it starts ablaze. And then that blaze becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until the forest burns. Well, so is the same with our tongue. We can say one thing and we can set everything around us ablaze. The tongue is a set among our members. It's part of our body, staining the whole body. So our tongue can actually stain our whole witness, our whole testimony, our whole family. It can stain our church, our town, our world. We have to be so careful about our tongue. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. Now that right there should get our attention, that our tongue is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird and reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. We cannot tame our tongues by ourselves. That's for sure. Because we get thoughts in our mind and we want it to come out our mouth. And we don't care what kind of destruction it causes. The scripture says it is a restless evil full of deadly poison. That should right there want us to keep, make us want to keep our mouths shut, not to let deadly poison out. Verse 9 says, with it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. That's sad, folks. That is very, very sad that we can bless the Lord, we can praise Him, we can lift Him up, and then turn right around and condemn our neighbor or the person sitting behind us. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? No. Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? No. Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. I can guarantee you could take a glass of salt water and you could keep pouring water in and pouring water in and pouring water in, and you're still going to get a taste of that salt somewhere in that glass. So we need to be really careful about that. And how do we do that? Well, in my Bible, it has a subtitle that says, Wisdom from Above. Who is wise and understanding among you? We all like to raise our hand on that, wouldn't we? That we're all wise and we're all understanding, but that's not true. By this good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. We've got to have wisdom. Where do we get our wisdom from? As Christians, we should get our wisdom from Christ and from his word. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Think about that. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. I cannot tell you enough how we should read chapter 3 over and over in our lives, that we should be so careful with our tongue that we want only what God wants to come out of our mouth to come out. And we need to be very careful about those feelings that we get where we're feeling jealous and we're feeling self-ambition. We want somebody to think better of us than they think of our coworker or our neighbor or whatever. And we get so we use our tongue to tear down those people so that somebody else might not like them as much. Or for whatever reason, we are very judgmental creatures, and it is sin speaking through us when we do that. So this week, practice seeking wisdom from above. Practice seeking God to speak through you, to use your tongue to glorify Him, not to tear others down. Have a great week.